welcome back. And Michelle, you're here for the firing line. Let's get started with the announcements today. What's going on the August 5th show?
Well, hello, everyone. Wonderful to be here on another blessed to be alive day. I say that, too, because this morning I was talking to one of our customers, Bill John.
Uh-huh.
He's from Hayward, California.
Right.
That's just up by San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of coincidental. When I was praying yesterday, I was thanking God that I have eyesight because of how beautiful it is when we stand out the back of our house and look over all the mountains and everything.
Right.
And even see the ocean. And talking to John, Bill, I guess he says he's already talked to you, and he has severe glaucoma.
Right.
And that you're familiar with his case and everything, and he's been trying to get a hold of you for a protocol.
Right.
And I told him that that would be the first thing I do on the air today is for John. I guess his vision is really deteriorating. His inflammation in
glaucoma is the leading cause of blindness in the world.
Wow.
Now, what is glaucoma? If you ask the average ophthalmologist, they'll give you an answer, but then there's giant holes, wide enough to bring not a Mack truck through, but a 747. 40% of people with glaucoma don't have high eye pressures. They have normal or low. It is a problem with the ciliary process on the limbus of the outside of the iris, where there's partial what's called open-angle closure, blockage of the normal recirculation of the hyaluronic acid fluid in the eye. There's also inflammation at the back of the eye, where the blood vessels, the small vessels, no, I can't do that. So the small vessels are affected. So
there's a buzz.
Yeah.
Can you fix that?
No, not right now. No, not unless you want me to stop the show.
Okay.
So the main thing right now is that when you have glaucoma, we want to lower your eye pressures. And latanoprost is a drug which I say is okay, but I don't like myotic drugs like beta blockers and other things. And I don't recommend laser surgery unless your pressures will not come down with latanoprost. Now, once you get your pressure in normal range, the most important thing is the small vessels in the eye, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take your headphones off and stop the show, right?
Yeah, I'm going to take my headphones. But that doesn't stop the show, me taking my headphones off.
Yeah, it does, actually, because you can't hear me.
I can hear you.
Nobody can hear me, but you won't be able to. Yeah, no, but you won't hear all the other stuff that's going on. You won't hear back from we don't have callers. That's
yeah,
right.
You'll hear it. So, you know.
Okay, so anyway.
I don't like that buzz. I'm taking these earphones off. There we go. Look, I'm still alive, and so are you.
Okay, good. Well, I'll just make sure I have everything tuned up here.
Sorry about this little glitch here, but I can have something.
You're a little
buzz,
fussy,
buzz,
that's
buzz.
All. That's
a little fussy. Can you hear that?
Just a minor, just as you came in. I don't know, maybe you're electrically active.
I don't know, but I can't think if I got something buzzing on the side.
Okay, well, let me get back to the answer. It's glaucoma.
Yes, please.
You want to reduce the free radicals in the eye.
Okay, wait now. What is glaucoma?
Glaucoma is a disease where there's inflammation of the ciliary process in the eye.
Which is what?
It's the where there's recirculation from the anterior front chamber of the eye and the back chamber.
Okay.
And there's also inflammation of the small vessels in the back of the eye. And
so it's a lot of inflammation.
Right. And so there's eye inflammation going on, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, you want to reduce...
Is it caused by old age?
No, let me tell you what's happening.
Okay.
First off, you want to stop the free radicals. So you want to use cell detox glutathione, Nutritrella, and carnosine D-link. That reduces what's called glycosylation end products and free radicals. So that's... cell detox glutathione, at least a capsule, twice to three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Nutritrella, at least 1-2 to 3 times a day, a tablet.
Mm-hmm.
And carnosine D-link, at least a capsule, twice a day. Really D-link what's called glycosylation, because you'll see higher incidence in people with diabetes.
You see, I'm writing it down because I'm going to call John when the show's
right.
over.
The next thing you want to do is you want to support what's called a small vessel. So you want to use the ellagic acid, a capsule twice a day at least, and Vein-A-Way, which is diosmin, to try to support, and for the small vessels, to make sure to maintain myelination, because as the vessels are damaged, you get demyelination of the optic nerve head right behind the retina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you end up losing what's called central or foveal vision, or it narrows down to like a keyhole. So the peripheral vision narrows down. There's a simple test you can do to see if you're getting better. I call it the stick dot test, and I invented it back 30-some years ago. It's real simple. It's a little red dot on a spoon or a stick, and if your color vision field is expanding, that means you're getting better. If it's contracting, before you lose your peripheral visual field altogether, you lose color visual field first.
Well, John is so bad that he can't drive a car or anything. He's getting blind, he said.
Right. Now, there's several things you need to do. Outside now, the ultraviolet light is much more damaging. So someone who has glaucoma has to wear good protection eye with a very high SPF.
Mm-hmm.
And 75% of cataract surgery is done in the left eye. Now, it's not just glaucoma is a problem basically with inflammation in the eye, in the anterior chamber, along the limbus of the iris, but it's also inflammation in the back of the eye. So you see it in retinitis pigmentosa. We strongly recommend that people that have glaucoma or these optical eye disorders take gamma E plus, which is getting rid of hydroproxy, nitroproxy radical.
Gamma Should E plus. Write that too?
Yeah, and omega supreme krill with astaxanthin. The astaxanthin will help the vessels in the back of the eye tremendously and help myelination. And Neurogen, which is
dopamine. Is this an order of importance? Like start with the
No, you have to take them all or you're going to not make much progress. Okay. The problem is there's some protocols where you can say take two or three things and you might get better.
But
if you don't take
important.
All of them, you're not going to make any progress.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
And then I strongly recommend that everybody with bad glaucoma, that where they're really got extreme, mm-hmm. that they get hyperbaric oxygen. And the reason why I say that, I know you kind of shrink when you say, why do you
well,
say
it's
that?
It's hard for him, Billy.
He's blind. No, no, he, everybody can afford it because you can lease it for a couple $100 a month and it's total write-off against taxes. It doesn't cost you a cent. I've never had a
Where
case.
Where are you going to lease it from?
There's a leasing company connected with Summit to See, and it won't cost you anything.
And they'll go right out to his house?
Or they'll, they, yeah, well, you can actually, somebody will set it up, but the problem is once
Where,
you get...
Do they come to your house, or do you have to go somewhere?
The leasing company will lease it for you, and then they probably will have one of their technicians set it up for you, because they have their technicians in different parts of the country. But once your chamber's set up, it doesn't cost you a cent, because whether you buy it or you lease them, it's all the tax write-off. And we've never had a case where we can't document it.
But if you lease it, you're tied in for a few years.
No, you can lease it by a year or whatever, and then at the end of the lease, you can either lease purchase or just lease. And the other thing is we also, the third stage of the treatment is to do stem cell preparation, and you don't have to do stem cell. You can use peptides, which I obtained from the European anti-aging, and it'll help organ regeneration. So that's helpful. And I'll, before you even do that, get lumen photon, even before the hyperbaric oxygen, and you want to use frequency 7 for reducing intraocular pressure, and frequency 3 for regeneration.
Now, what surgery would he have had? He said he had, on one of his eyes, surgery for inflammation.
Basically, he probably had a ventrectomy where they actually open up the anterior chamber so there's better circulation between the anterior and posterior chambers of the eye. Mm-hmm. So they reduce they increase the flow. For example, the Latanoprost is a prostaglandin, and increase the flow of hyaluronic acid polymer, so it reduces inflammation in the anterior chamber. And the hyaluronic acid carries the oxygen in the eye. It also carries nutrients in the eye. It's like the blood for the eye because it's clear.
It's interesting because hyaluronic acid, isn't that in our joint performance?
It is, yeah. And also Collagen Max help you make not only hyaluronic acid and glucosamine and chondroitin in your joints for basically the polymer makes your joints, but also the hydroviscous layer in your joints and your eyeballs is made with increased with Collagen
you
Max.
You mentioned that one.
Well, Collagen Max will increase your production of hyaluronic acid, just like Latanoprost eye drops will help, but Collagen Max will help too.
And you didn't mention CAN-C.
The CAN-C eye drops we use as well in the eye for someone who has to get inflammation, because you're going to, as mentioned, like the carnosine is the oral tablet. The carnosine is the dimethyl carnosine developed by Dr. Babachev in Moscow. For reversing eye disorders.
That's the carnosine. Now, what about Vision Max?
Can't see.
You didn't say Vision Max.
Vision Max as well. And the Vision Max basically is a major protectant of the eye. Also interesting, the same formula protects the prostate in men.
But it's not one of the first ones that you said here.
Well,
I
started...
Detox, glutathione.
Right, because you just start the free radicals, but the Vision Max is up there, too. It's up in the top four or five. As I say, I'm just kind of...
Because I'm calling him back, and I want to make it, you know, tell him... What would I tell him when I call him back? I want to tell him what products you recommend for the most important.
There's not most important. If you don't take all
well,
these and you're already blind.
Everyone that you've just said?
Well, if you want to just start off at the top, I would say Cell Detox Glutathione,
yeah,
Neutrochala,
got that.
Carnosine,
yep.
CAN-C, Vision
yep.
Max, Gamma E+,
VeinAway. You said Elagic Acid.
Elagic Acid and VeinAway.
Okay.
And then I would recommend Lumen Photon as the next step, which you can put in your eyes at least half an hour a day.
Setting 7 for it. Photon is great for helping the eyes.
Yeah, it's extremely important.
It makes a big difference.
A huge difference, yeah. Yeah. Setting 7 for reducing IOP, intraocular pressure, and 3 for regeneration
okay.
of the eye.
Moving along, Bill. Brian, our firefighter Brian, that was from New York City, the captain, and now he lives down in North Carolina. He wanted me to tell you today that, you know, the protocol that you have him on for his lungs, that
right.
he's doing better. But you also gave him a protocol for for his toes, for his fungus, and it's almost all cleared up in just a couple months.
Now, Brian, you're trying to refer to Brian up in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, right?
North Carolina.
North Carolina, okay. Because we also have some firefighters that are involved in the World Trade Center and got serious toxicity exposed. They've done an estimate now of the number of people that died. There were 3,000-plus people that died of the fall of the towers in Building 6. There were actually 40,000 already, at least minimum, that were involved with doing the cleanup or in the immediate area that were killed by the 9/11 toxicity. 40,000. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't 3,000. It's a lot more.
Bill, Melanie from Connecticut.
Oh, yes. Yep.
On her job, she's actually a travel agent, but she's doing a lot of cash register work. Her nails are breaking, and they're thin, and she wants to know what you would recommend to start with nails. So that's an easy one.
Yeah, Collagen Max number one, Mountain Red Velvet number two.
Yeah, Collagen Max works great just
by itself.
Yeah,
it triples the rate of proline transhydroxylase. Yeah. Make new collagen, elastin for your blood vessels and your skin, hyaluronic acid polymer for your joints and for your eyeballs.
Yeah, Collagen Max is amazing for your nails and your hair.
Yeah, and your hair and everything.
I can speak from experience, and I've noticed.
It also, it reduces wrinkles according to the control studies done by the guy that manufactures for us in Europe. In 6 months, it'll reduce wrinkles by 57%.
Mm-hmm. Russ from up in Washington, Bill, what causes hypothermia?
Hypothermia is exposure to cold, so your core body temperature starts to drop.
But a person that has it happens very easily.
Called Raynaud's syndrome.
Oh. Well,
that's basically vasospasm of blood vessels.
Right.
And we can stop that with VeinaWay, which is diosmin, cardiovasc, and things to stop with called vasospasm like magnesium glycinate and Supernox, which keep nitric oxide and bio-LVR. The problem is if you can't cause production of nitric oxide in your vessels, your vascular bed spasms, and that's of course, the underlying reason for hypertension is vasospasm and lack of your peristaltic wave of your vessels and your capillaries.
You know our dear friend Michael from Maine? You know Michael.
Right, yeah.
Remember we were going to see him when we went up on the cruise there and meet with him and his wife.
We had a bad storm, so we couldn't meet him that day,
yeah,
remember?
The ship couldn't even come in.
Yeah, it was horrific weather, unbelievable. We were walking around like, you know, 3 feet apart so you didn't fly and get hit a wall. And the ship was a big ship, and it was just like...
I enjoyed every moment.
It was like being in a rowboat out in the middle of a storm.
I loved it. Okay, he has a Psalm 121. Are you ready for me to read that?
Sure, go ahead.
It's so beautiful, I want to read it today, if that's okay.
Yeah.
And I use the New King James Version. I usually use the King James, but anyways. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore.
Right.
There's my mind.
Yeah.
Hope and everything is in...
Let me summarize the eschatology behind that. Firstly, God exists in what's called eternal now. To God, there's no past, present, and future. God is omniscient, omnipotent, and he's not nervous, and he's on the throne. So whatever he inspires us to do is always good, always right, and always righteous. And he is not only the creator, he's also the destroyer. So at the end of grace is always judgment. And God provides grace. If you turn to him, he'll always provide you a solution or a pathway, even if it looks desperate. Like what's going on in American politics right now, or what's going on in the environment, or Zika virus. Mm-hmm. There's always solutions. So most of the solutions that I have when I reach the end of what I know, which is 10%, God provides you the 90%.
Do you want to get into the emails?
Sure, let's do it.
Gemma from, this is someplace in Essex in Great Britain, Bill.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any products for dogs? My dog has just been for scans and tests, and they said he has a 7-centimeter shadow on his right lung. They can't say for sure if it's cancer, but they are hinting that it might be aggressive.
Yep, we're back on air. We had a little mechanical electrical problem here, but it's now solved, so we're good. Okay, Michelle, go ahead with your question again. We were talking about...
Okay, we're back.
Yep.
You have to get that static checked. So yeah, it's right. Something was wrong.
Yeah, something was just loose. We're getting some technical stuff done in the studio, and I think one of the wires is a little loose, and I went back and he said, did you go back to do the basics? And it was a loose, and I don't hear the zip-zip anymore.
I do. I still hear static. But that's okay. Let's go ahead.
Bill. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead with your question.
Anyways, remember Gemma was talking about her dog, right?
Right.
And that his right ankle and forearm were swollen, right? To nearly double its normal size, right?
Well, there's two possibilities. It's inadequate medical data on the dog, veterinary data. It could be the tuberculosis or pneumonia or more likely a tumor. And the same nutraceuticals we use for adults, humans, will work for dogs. We use the dosage of 75-pound dogs, so you get half the dosage of a 100-pound, 150-pound adult human. Mm-hmm. And malignant rest, malignant block, ellagic acid, full vitamin K2, power C, and our things like Inflamex, Cystoprophysis, fibronectin, capsule of tumors, all these will help. Mm-hmm. And then you can... use other things. For example, one of our veterinarians recently bought a hyperbaric chamber. If you can get hyperbaric access in Britain, it'll help with fighting the tumor because tumors are basically hypoxic and acidotic.
Next, Bill, is Richard.
Uh-huh.
Richard's our guy that was a member from the Air Force Base there, Lackland.
Right.
And now retired. He said from the military, so he must mean he's not retired from anything else. He's still going strong.
Yeah.
Dr. Bill, my wife had a migraine today. I remember you said to bite into a ubiquinol tablet and hold it under the tongue before swallowing. She did that, and that helped within 1 minute. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it works faster than the migraine drugs they have, like Imitrex.
And he says, but I recall one more or two supplements to take also.
Yeah, the first thing you want to increase levels, you want to use a power methyl B12 under the tongue. You can also use semethyl, which is a little powder, the flavored powder, under the tongue to increase methylation pathways. And the things that are going to protect the blood vessels from damage are VeinaWay, Gamma E Plus, and ellagic acid. Because you're getting vasospasm and it's during the dilation phase when you get the migraine headache.
Next, Bill, is Amani, sent from his cell phone. I have eczema on my face, but I have psoriasis on my legs, and I use triamcinolone
is a steroid.
And tried for my legs, but wasn't successful.
Right.
What can I do to correct it?
Well, first off, don't take conventional drugs. If you want to stop the inflammation, you use a combination of pregnenolone and curcumin cream 4 times a day to the regions. Mm-hmm. Then you want to kill off any pathogens. If you've got dermatitis, very often there's allergic reaction against pathogens on the skin, and or there may be food allergens. If you have a food allergen, it can sometimes cause a skin breakout. So you can do blood tests for IgG and IgE antibodies. If you either have IgE or IgG, you want to avoid that food. Topically, I'd apply Silver 100 spray and then apply pregnenolone and curcumin. Orally, I take Allicin Med and Neutrodyne to knock off the pathogens. And as an anti-inflammatory, I take Cell Defense Plus, 2 capsules 3 times a day, orally. And I would take fatty acids to help heal the skin, like Omega Supreme and Omega Supreme Krill will help the skin to kind of regenerate. And Collagen Max will help you heal faster, because a lot of times there's skin breakdown. But very often, if you've got dermatitis, you've got either a topical pathogen on the skin, like a fungus or yeast or bacteria, or mites, they can trigger off things like psoriasis, or you've got a gut-associated food allergy are very common causes of dermatitis.
Next, Bill, is Caroline in an email. Hi, August 26, 2014, I was diagnosed with stage 2A breast cancer. I was a very young 47-year-old female, and I did neoadjuvant treatment, 8 chemotherapy, lumpectomy, a sentinel node, all negative, with 4 axillary nodes, all negative, and 36 radiation treatments, 18 Heparin and Tamoxifen.
Herceptin, it's called Herceptin.
Oh, Herceptin. The Tamoxifen, whatever it is.
Yeah, so it's basically
that
receptor block.
Liver, she said.
Yeah, Tamoxifen is a drug they use to block the estrogen receptor, and it say by liver, we don't need to, do we?
Yeah, she says that's, and she says she's refusing the aromatase.
The aromatase inhibitor, yeah.
So she's taking 300 milligrams of CoQ10 and daily vitamins, just like I was prior to cancer. What is your recommendation? But she's not our customer.
We want to get her on our supplements because they're going to be superior.
Yeah.
Most people don't realize we have the highest absorbed CoQ10 ubiquinol, which is the one you want for the CNS, and CoQ10 Supreme is the only non-crystallizing in the world. But there's a lot of other nutraceuticals. You should be on Malignant Rest, Malignant Block, Elagic Acid, full vitamin K2, Power C Plus, 9 to 12 capsules 3 times a day. You can make a smoothie. Mm-hmm. She should be on Inflamex to strip off the capsule, Nutri Defense to boost her natural killer cell activity, Nutri Immune, immunoglobulins to try to boost her natural, her ability to fight the tumor. And we can get her on a ketogenic alkaline diet and mild hyperbaric oxygen to help her fight it tremendously. There also are immunotherapies we can refer to as well in advanced clinics that use gene-based cancer treatments, which are off-label use of drugs. But I think those are way down the list. The first thing is if she's in remission now, we can simply get her on the Malignant Rest and these other supplements, and we'll keep her there. In fact, many of our people have refused to do any other treatment other than their nutraceuticals, and they've gone into remission. I wouldn't recommend it, but they've done it anyway. And they've gone to remission.
She's asking you, is it okay to take the supplements being off of heparin or whatever it is?
Of course it is. They work no matter what cancer. Doesn't matter if it's you or your pet doggy or kitty cat. Our physiology of all mammals is pretty close. And, you know, basically cancer is a hypoxic acidotic condition where cells start to change their genetics.
Next bill is Patty. From her Verizon Wireless 4G LTE tablet.
Right.
They tell me it's from, right?
Right.
It's funny, all the different electronics that everybody has.
Exactly.
Dr. Deagle, I'm a 62-year-old white female. I'm 5'7", weigh 155 pounds. I'm in excellent general health.
Right.
A little over 30 years ago, while trying to get pregnant for a second time, my doctor discovered that I was hyperthyroid. Before they did any treatment, I got pregnant, so treatment was put off until after the baby, and when I was tested again, I was found to be hypothyroid. I've been on, levothyroxine, is it, Bill?
Yeah.
Right?
Which is totally useless.
I'm currently
taking thyroid, we've known for 60 years it's useless.
Well, she's taking the 125
doesn't matter.
Micrograms, is it? MCGs.
Yeah.
For as long as I can remember, anyway, she goes in to say that she started taking a supplement from InfoWars.
Oh, God.
Shields.
She takes it, you know, like,
but she goes
do
on,
not take
she said it
any
made
InfoWars
her worse.
Supplements as garbage, okay?
She said it made her worse.
What you want to do is, our thyroid is superior even to the ones made in Arizona, which are free. The Armour thyroid is, you know, the one that's been around for years, which contains cornstarch and cornstarch and titanium polymers. You want to take our mitothyroid because it contains thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus. And you want to take, you may need to take our adrenal support too. Our adrenal support gland, DHE and pregnenolone, and if you're testing on that on the QRMA.
What would
the
simplest things be? If you had to say
mitothyroid, Minerals Plus, the two core things.
Nutridyne
is, those are the three biggies. And you want to take,
so keep it as simple as you can, Bill.
Right. And you might add to the selenium cruciferate, but there is selenium and protein chelate in the Minerals Plus. But the three core ones are mitothyroid, Minerals Plus, Nutridyne.
Next,
and you want to measure, by the way, T4, T3, and reverse T3, and the free forms of the reverse T3, et cetera, and high sensitivity TSH, and a core body temperature chart. Because if you're hypothermic, your blood temperature is low in the morning. Mm-hmm. No matter what your tests show, you're hypometabolic, and most of the time it'll correlate with a high reverse thyroid hormone.
Well, that's funny, because she says here, I still experience a rapid heart rate and an intolerance to heat and cold.
Right, so she's probably still hypometabolic.
She suffered from exhaustion and frostbite.
For every person with anti-thyroid antibodies, antimicrosomal, antithyroglobulin, there's 30 to 40 people with what's called type 2 hypothyroidism, which is associated with insulin resistance, and they don't need to be diabetic. They can be elevated insulin levels, hypothermic and elevated reverse thyroid hormone.
John, next one, an email. What is the protocol for hairy cell leukemia? I am in remission now, and I started with interferon alpha first in February 1992. I stayed with the interferon alpha until 2000, then Zoda in January. That's another
drug.
Hear
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
And then Rituxan, or whatever that is, for May 2000. 2 years later, December 2002, four treatments of Rituxan.
Yeah.
And then the other. Anyways, he's really asking for something natural. What is hairy cell leukemia?
It's a particular type of leukemia. It's an unusual one. It can be induced often by use of disease-modifying drugs like for arthritis. So you'll see hairy cell leukemia pop up more often. People are on infliximab, metazolimab, and these other drugs for disease modification.
Oh, yeah.
But it happens otherwise.
Yes.
And you just want to be on our standard anti-cancer protocol. Mm-hmm. And you want to be on a maintenance program because it makes the cancer cell, mother cells go away. The most important first one is Cell Defense Plus.
Hello?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So we're back and we're kicking in live and giving, answering questions.
No,
go ahead.
Is well, finally.
All is well, yeah.
You've turned the thing down.
Go ahead.
Anyways, Bill, next is Charles.
You look cute with your headphones back on, right? And your hair flipped right over there.
Looks nice. Charles
should
Bill.
Put you on camera here one of these days, and we'll put you on live stream so while we're doing this.
Charles from Washington State. Hello, Dr. Bill. Thank you for all you do. Please advise me on this. A CT scan shows lung nodules in my right lung. It will be 3 weeks before I can see a pulmonary doctor. What could the significance of these be, and what's your advice?
Well, first off, 3 weeks wait is unethical.
Yeah.
If you've got lung nodules, you have to assume it's cancer until proven otherwise.
Yeah.
It's either a granuloma, if it's not, like a positive Gavine test for this particular inflammatory granulomatous lung disease, mm-hmm. or tuberculosis, but if it's cancer, waiting three weeks is not smart. Yeah. Number two, you want a spiral slit section CT scan. If it's positive in 48 hours, you want a PET scan. It'll determine if the lesions are hot on the PET, that they're metabolically hot, they're more likely cancer. And you want cancer cell marker tests and off-label analysis of the genetics of your cancer. You want to get on our nutraceuticals for cancer immediately. Malignant rest, malignant block, ellagic acid, full vitamin K2, power C, cell defense plus, etc. to change the cancer mother cells and turn them off. Inflamex. So if it's a tuberculosis or a mycobacterial infection or some weird thing like psittacosis, which you get from your budgie birds, you want to be on high-dose Neutrodyne, 15 to 20 drops, 3 to 4 times a day. Inhalation of 1 spray per 10 pounds body of the Silver 100. Allicin Med, 2 capsules 3 times a day for the first few weeks, and then back it off to 1 3 times a day. And you want to take our Nutri Defense, 2 capsules 3 times a day to knock out the pathogens and block viruses and co-infections. But okay. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we with all adequate data, what I would recommend in complex cases like this is she purchases a couple consult units, scans the x-rays, MRI scans, and other things, and then I can ask her questions, ask her doctors and specialists, as a consultant, to just say, ask Charles exactly what was done in terms of investigation of what should be done in order to be able to move this forward and actually find out what's going on and fix it. Whether it's conventional medicine or alternative functional medicine or gene-based cancer treatment or antipathogenics.
Next, Bill, is Jeff from Pennsylvania. Hello, Dr. Bill. I have a good friend who is suffering from fibromyalgia. I listen as often as I can to your radio program, and I buy your Neutrodyne on a regular basis. My friend is limited on her finances, so I'm wondering if there's one or possibly two products you could recommend for her disease.
Well, I'll give you the top two, but
May
there's too many
continue
more.
To bless you and your family.
Thank you, Jeff. Start off with an NADH tablets, which is nicotine and adenine hydride.
NADH.
One, yeah. 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day. And D-ribose, 1/2 teaspoon in water or juice, mm-hmm. 4 times a day.
Okay.
And then there's other ones you can add to it, like magnesium glycinate and brain mag, etc. Mitochondrial catalyst, mitocarnitine.
That's a good start.
But the first two are those two. And if that doesn't settle it, then you need to go on and add other things. Don't stop them, though. Just add to that.
Okay. Florin from Georgia. Hello, Dr. Deagle. My uncle, 59 years old, is in intensive care in Romania. I think he had an allergic reaction to something that he ate because his whole body swelled so bad that he is on antihistamine drugs. I think it's anti-allergic drugs and adrenaline. He's a little bit better, but as soon as he eats, he swallows again. It gets very bad. And I know from your shows that you have Allergan and Allerblock. What would you recommend, 2 or 3 products for
you want to stabilize the cytokine-releasing cells. So you want to do a high-dose Power-C, 6 capsules 3 times a day. You can make a smoothie of it. Number two, Allerblock, 1 to 2 capsules 3 times a day, and Allergan, which is a histaminase enzyme, the first and only one available in the world. You want to take 1 to 2 capsules 3 times a day. Those are the first things to settle. If it doesn't work, we can add others to that. But the primary thing you're trying to do is stop the cytokines. You want to know with blood tests, IgG and IgE antibodies for foods, and you want to eliminate IgE immediately, and you want to rotate, if it's a low dosage, you can rotate the IgG-positive antibody foods or eliminate them. But most likely, he's sensitive to a food that has either genetically modified or it's allergenic to him. And if you don't eliminate it, he'll continue to have serious reactions.
Next bill is a Gary in an email. Do you have a protocol for my sister who may be in the final stages of pancreatic cancer? There's so many questions that are cancer, Bill.
Yeah, last week we got a lot of cancer
questions. We'd be here for hours.
Well, then basically
it's
the same protocol.
An epidemic of cancer.
Well, there's three reasons for cancer. Okay?
Yeah.
Demineralization of the soil, which is a primary basis. It's called the Sabbath rest of the soil. When the minerals are not in your body, you can't find cancer and you age prematurely. Mm-hmm. For example, obesity, diabetes, glaucoma, autism, dementia, these are all diseases of famine. Mm-hmm. Famine of minerals in the food.
So
then
the
we have toxicity.
Plus, minerals plus, I take every day.
For which one? For
I'm just saying that does the
minerals plus
and
vitamin max
to give you the minerals that
aren't
vitamin
mineral
food.
Max and minerals plus are protein, amino acid, albumin, chelates. Right, that's important. And of course, topically you use MG12, but the most important are life support, minerals plus, and vitamin mineral max. And so basically.
Well,
this
poor
again,
lady, Bill, has already took her spleen and part of her pancreas.
She should be on.
But she smoked for 6 to 7 years.
We don't care about the smoking. Okay, let me explain. At this stage, it's already over.
Yeah.
She's got cancer. They've either destroyed a lot of her tissues and cells with the chemotherapy and so on.
Yeah, that's right. She had chemotherapy. Yeah.
So what she needs to do now is she needs to be on gene-based cancer suppression therapy, which we can do with tests that are done like at a lab in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It takes either a biopsy of the sample or blood. We also can take RNA from her blood at a facility that I can recommend to her that can actually create a T-killer cell line that will actually fight her cancer. And she can take our nutraceuticals that will prevent cancer return. And you want to get rid of the cancer mother cells. The most important single one is Cell Defense Plus, which is super important. And we give super high dosage of it. Not just 2 capsules 3 times a day, but more 4 to 5, 4 times a day mm-hmm. of Cell Defense Plus. Mm-hmm. And that will suppress our cancer mother cells from coming back because it's the cancer mother cells, and everybody who survives cancer, they have a large mother cell population, and if the mother cells mutate back, you'll get a reemergence of a new resistant cancer, the resistance to radiation and chemo.
Don from Florida, a big fan of your lectures on YouTube. To my dilemma, a qualified dermatologist here in Florida diagnosed me with vitiligo vulgaris.
Right.
A condition that appeared within 1 week of receiving a swath of x-rays to determine any spinal damage after a bicycle crash.
Right.
The albino-like patches are located in the crotch area and underarm areas and turn bright pink when exposed to sunlight. 5 years now and the patches haven't repaired themselves back to normal. A social and visual nightmare. The dermatologist said no cure exists and that the extreme pain from the accident may have triggered the patches that developed.
No, pain doesn't trigger it. Let me explain. You can take naltrexone, which is low-dose naltrexone, to help block immune reactions if you got a trauma. But the primary thing you have is an autoantibody and immune system T-cell lymphocytes that attack the melanocytes in the skin layers, the deeper skin layers, called the Brickell cell layer.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is take our autoimmune cancer protocol, which, again, is malignant arrest, malignant block, etc., to shut off the immune system, go to a ketogenic alkaline diet, and we can add other things to that. But the primary thing is we shut off your immune system. We don't do the technology they did at University of Western Ontario or a doctor up in Chicago is doing it with MS, mm-hmm. where they literally kill your immune system and then use a bone marrow and resurrect your immune system because it's very dangerous. If you get solid heart disease or other major health problems, it will kill you. And you don't need to do that. The supplements that we give will actually turn off the autoimmune condition, but you need to stay in a ketogenic alkaline diet. And we need to monitor your anti-melanocyte antibodies and T lymphocytes to see what your antibody titer drops. What's going on is that eventually melanocytes will migrate back in there, but locally what's happening is the lymphocytes are actually killing off the melanocytes in that layer of the skin, and you get a photoactivated reaction because there's no melanocytes to protect the DNA, so you get an inflammatory reaction with exposure to sunlight.
Tommy from Tennessee. Dear Dr. Deagle, thank you for speaking with me on the radio show. Last Wednesday, July 27th. I'm a longtime consumer of your nutraceuticals and fan of your programs and ministry. He says that I guess you asked him to send an email to you, Bill, so I guess this is it. I have been on 2 tablets of Bistolic and 10 milligrams each.
Bistolic is a beta blocker.
Since December. And he says he's experienced a high spike in blood pressure, 200 over 115. He's 63, 5'8", and 190 pounds.
You know, firstly, hypertension is a major epidemic, and it leads to things like heart failure and so on. If you ask questions of the health physicians what's hypertension, they'll give you a pat answer going back to Guyton's physiology from the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
It's not adequate. There are cardiologists now publishing their PhDs approve that your heart pumps out only 20 to 30% of your blood. The primary blood flow away from your heart to your tissues is your blood vessels contracting with a peristaltic wave like a snake and your capillaries contracting due to nitric oxide. And if your medial layer, which is affected by the intimal layer, does not produce tetrahydrobiopterin or nitric oxide, you're not going to get a peristaltic wave. The primary things that drive your pressure up are the kidney perceives your perfusion slow, so it creates angiotensin-converting enzyme. There's a carotid artery body in your upper ascending carotid artery heading toward your head that actually senses it. And your CNS will go into what's called fight or flight or sympathetic overdrive. So when they give beta blockers like Bistolic, or clonidine, which is a central alpha blocker, trying to block the CNS because the biggest driver of blood pressure, besides the fact of nitric oxide, is the CNS. Mm-hmm. I don't recommend those. I recommend things that are going to calm your brain down, like Brain Mag and Calm Mind. Extremely important because it's the CNS that drives it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take a scoop 3 to 4 times a day and 2 before bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get adequate sleep because if you get adequate sleep, your pressures will be lower. You need to support nitric oxide with Supernox. Gamma E plus to stop peroxynitrate, hydroperoxy radical, CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquitol, and very important, carnitine, Aravascular, propionyl carnitine, along with Cardiovasc. Elagic acid, Vein OA, Omega Supreme, and Omega Supreme Krill, because the vessel health will mean you get a proper wave. Now, there's no pumping of blood back to your heart by your heart. All the blood flow back from your veins and venules to your heart is actually contractile vessels. It is not the heart. The heart does nothing except pump blood to the lung fields, so that people should know this, that 75 to 80% of blood flow away from the heart is your vessels. 100% of the flow back to your heart is your vessels.
Okay, Bill, next is Joseph from Indiana. He has 2 questions. His first question is about his 14-year-old daughter. She's in excellent health. 2 weeks after she was born, she came down with pneumonia and had to be hospitalized. She was in one of those bubble oxygen tents. When she was tested for RSV, it came back negative. Upon release and a follow-up exam, the doctor told us that as she became a little older, her vision would become worse because of her being in the oxygen tent.
It stimulates fibroblasts in the back of the eye.
Yeah.
And the fibroblasts can eventually cinch down the blood vessels in the Bruch's layer of the supply, the blood flow to the rods and cones in the back of the eye.
So he says she's a beautiful girl, and it seems every 6 months her prescription changes for her eyes.
Right. Well, what you want to do is
reduce
eye inflammation. Cell detox, glutathione, neutrotrala, elagic acid, Vein OA. These are all going to reduce fibroblast activation that actually will cinch down the vessels in the back of the eye and cause a fibroblastic retinitis. Basically, it cinches down the microcirculation in the back of the eye. Actually, what happened is hypoxia. So the hyperoxia stimulates inflammation and free radicals, which is why when we were a consultant for Hyperbaric Clinic in Denver at 3.0 atmospheres, we used intravenous forms of melatonin to block the free radicals so they wouldn't end up with retinitis caused by hyperoxia.
Too bad they didn't know that.
Well, most doctors that do hyperbaric oxygen do, but the intensive care nursery guys don't, and they should be using antioxidants in these babies to protect them because they're normal, and things like glutathione peroxidase activity and others. If they use acetylglutathione, and this is for doctors listening now, if you have acetylglutathione and gamma tocopherols that you can give the baby either transdermally or injection, you'll tremendously reduce the chance of the hyperoxic-induced retinopathy.
This other question, the second question is for him, Bill, and that's something to stop his hair loss.
Recidival hair tonic, Collagen Max, Myco D2, and Gamma A+. The Gamma A+, has tocotrienols now, and their latest research has shown tremendous reversal of hair follicle loss. Do not take the oral drugs that the doctors prescribe for DH2 dihydrotestosterone. It'll screw up your sexual organs, and it'll screw up your ability to have erections. And unfortunately, I have cases now, current cases, that they've done this. And sometimes it's disrupted the marriage enough that they've actually ended up with a divorce because there's no sex anymore. Mm-hmm. So, stupid doctors that don't listen.
Susie sent from her iPhone, a friend of mine gave me your contact info and said that we should contact you. My husband, Jeff, was diagnosed with small cell lung cancer. Oh, boy, it's another cancer one. I guess we've already answered a lot of cancer.
Yeah, we had a lot of cancer.
Ones.
Cancer, basically, here's the thing. First off, ketogenic alkaline diet. Avoid sugar because sugar feeds cancer. Go on all our supplements for cancer. Do gene-based cancer treatment. If you need to, I can get you in for what's called immunological augmentation therapy. Everybody with cancer should be on a ketogenic diet and getting hyperbaric oxygen.
She says after 5 rounds of chemo, they did a PET scan and said that the cancer in his bones couldn't be found. They didn't find it, but they gave him 5 rounds of chemo. And they also did radiation on his lung and brain, and they didn't find any there either.
PET scan is not accurate enough. The best way to measure is looking at cancer cell markers and what's called PCR, polymerase chain reaction, to look at cancer cell markers. And the problem is PET's a good thing to rate it. If you do a spiral CT or MRI scan, then within 48 hours to a PET. But you can't say if it's just gone in terms of the PET not being hot anymore, because you can have microemboli and micrometastases that can occur. The cancer cell markers are a better measure of whether or not it's coming back.
Jao.
Yeah, he's Portuguese, and I had a correction. He was not living in France. He was living in Great Britain.
Yeah, he's in East Sussex, too.
Right.
Yeah, Great Britain. Who thought he was in France?
I don't know. Somehow the wires got crossed. They had another couple that was in France.
Currently, I'm working as a healthcare assistant in a nursing home almost for 3 years, and so I lift weights regularly on this job. He's always only 23 years old.
Yeah, young, smart guy.
Yeah, he is smart because I've heard him email a few times.
Yeah.
Anyways, he has a problem with the discomfort in his lower back. I guess his back is getting... I should give you all this. He's got a whole bunch of diagnoses here, Bill.
The most common is biomechanical. Firstly...
He says it feels like a nerve or muscle being pulled.
Yeah, that's fascia. Basically, he's getting what's called fasciitis. Mm-hmm. So what you want to do, number one, is you need proper footwear, and the ideal thing is to get a force plate analysis of your footwear to make sure your leg length and balance... And your foot camber should be heel, strike, roll to the outside of the foot, across the metatarsal heads, and then drive off in the great toe. And you can do a force plate analysis with a podiatrist in Britain and Essex. Mm-hmm. Second thing, you want to get myofascial treatments with massage therapy. And if there's mechanical problems, you want an adjustment on foot height so the length of the medial malleolus to the anterior spine of the hip is equalized. And then finally, you want to correct biomechanics. And sometimes it's a walking style people have. When they're lifting, if they've got myofascial adhesions, they'll entrap the piriformis muscle in the back of their hip or leg, because there's different anatomic variations. Or they make it iliotibial band inflammation. Usually things are crossed. Like, in other words, you get sacroiliac joint on one side, you get myofascial problems in the piriformis or the muscles in the buttock, and then, say, the greater trochanter down the IT band. And so a good massage therapist and an osteopath or chiropractor can help with that. You need to do specific stretching exercises. I think yoga is very good. Our nutraceuticals for that kind of pain are Inflamix, 5 capsules twice a day, Collagen Max, Tendon Mender, and Joint Performance. And to break up the adhesions, I recommend the Inflamix.
So you don't think it's a disc? He said someone was telling him that it might be a back.
We've trained doctors to use the Axon 2 scanner in Britain. If they do a scan for A-delta and C-fibers, they can make sure it's not a disc or a nerve. A lot of time, doctors will jump in and say it's a disc and they want to do surgery. First off, even a nerve conduction study only picks up 40%. MRI scan is very inaccurate because it doesn't pick up entrapment of the nerve itself.
I'll give you his email.
Yeah, and a lot of surgeons
funny
cut
he
too
says
early.
You're Portuguese, not French.
Exactly.
You're UK.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons.
Welcome back, and we're here.
We're here,
and we actually hopefully answer a few more questions. By the way, the simple procedure is you go to NutraMedical.com. That's where the Listen Live buttons are to listen to the show, live shoutcast, the archives, the live stream, and everything. And if you want to have a consultation, just simply email. There's no charge for it. The only time it'll become a charge is if you ask a complex question that requires an expert medical opinion based on facts.
And to find the email, you go to Contact Us on the front page.
There you go.
Drop down and you'll see there's my email and a few other, but Dr. Bill's is there.
And do sign up for live stream so you know when we're doing live stream videos. Do sign up on Deagle Network so you'll get notifications. Get the podcast. We are on pretty well every RSS feed and video feed on the planet. We've assisted Republic Broadcasting get there all set up. We've got a few more tweaks to do in the system, but it's wonderful so that they can put out multimedia, both audio and video now. And we really thank John Stattmuller and the board ops who've done a great job. We have a few more things to kind of fix and tweak so that if you go to Republic, you can't get the archive link, but that'll be fixed shortly.
But we prefer that you go to NutraMedical.com.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Anyways, because Deagle Network is there now. And
right, and all of the video links for Vimeo channels, live stream, iTunes, and everything.
Well, now that you're talking off subject for a second, we have tons of sales on the front page for free shipping and sales that are on just ongoing here. I'm going to keep them on for at least another few weeks on Nutridyne, Vitamin Mineral Max, Life Support, Allison Med. Just go to the front page
by the way,
click on it. And you can.
One of the emails I saw this morning was a person who went in Alberta to an insect mosquito infested area, and they got big mosquitoes up in Alberta, and they took four capsules of Allison Med. They were trying two, three, and four, and once they got to four, the mosquitoes wouldn't even go near them.
No.
So they got no bites
at all. Or anybody else.
So no ticks, no mosquitoes, no biting insects. Okay. So if you don't want to get bitten and get Zika, take this. Zika defense with Allison Med.
I still have questions, as
you
know. Kathy, in an email, Dear Dr. Deagle, several years ago my doctor told me I have leaky gut and I'm not absorbing vitamins and minerals. Recently I've had a lot of pain in my gut. Do you have a protocol for healing leaky gut?
Yes. The first thing you want to take is, number one, you may be deficient in digestive enzymes and pepsin and stomach acid. So Digestes and gastrozyme. Gastrozyme, two capsules before meals, and Digestes, a capsule before meals. You want to recolonize your gut with living probiotic, and you want to heal the gut wall with NutriImmune immunoglobulins. Also, you want to eliminate food allergens. If you do an IgG and IgE antibody test, you eliminate the foods that are allergic, causing inflammation. And very important to stop to heal the gut. I recommend Gastro Heal, zinc carnosine, 1 to 2 tablets you chew 4 times a day, and it'll heal your gut. So the tests to monitor it are a QRMA. Number two, you can do a Dunwoody Labs Zonulin test, or you can do a test at Genova Labs through directlabs.com. And that measures basically two subunits. It basically measures lactulose and mannitol sugars. If you have a leaky gut syndrome, this will prove it anatomically and tell you if it's better.
Okay. Kathleen Bell in an email. I would like to get a protocol for my friend Barry. He's 69, has 14 stents in his heart. The first heart attack was 64 and a half. He's currently on dialysis 3 days a week since January 2016. So he's diabetic and has the heart issue. Bill, without reading all this, because I don't think we're kind of...
Diabetic gastrogenesis, yeah.
So I'll give you his email so you can answer it.
Needs to be on our full cardiac protocol. Cardiovasc, VenaWe, Supernox, Omega Supreme Krill, Gamma A+, Elagic Acid, et cetera.
Okay.
The whole protocol, and then we can reverse his diabetes and insulin resistance, too.
Thank you for listening. We had a great day, a little glitches here and there. Have a wonderful weekend. God loves you. We love you.
We're here for you.
We're here for you.
You pray for us. We'll pray for you. It's a deal.
Yeah, you pray for us. We'll pray for you. Anyways, have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
You bet. Take care, and we'll be doing videos probably by tomorrow with Ann Morrison, a lot of updates, a lot of other material, and some with Matthew Vigo, our oldest son. And have a wonderful weekend. Take care and drive safely, and drive yourself to NutriMedical.com.
In your mind, right?
Yeah.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.